What a goal!
The Premier League is back.
Immerse yourself in football.
Who else but Erling?
Great stories you get from them, as well as obviously the football knowledge.
Become a member now and join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Conor Moyler, you're a golfing man down at the Irish Open. How are you finding it?
It's been... Oh, do you want me to hold this?
No, you're grand. I'll go back and forth. Okay, we'll go again. So, Conor Moyler, you're a golfing man down at the Irish Open here in County Down. How are you finding it?
It's been class the last few days. Just as a sporting spectacle, you get some appreciation for the golfers. And the biggest thing's probably like how mentally challenging golf is. You know, football's grand. But, you know, you have so much going on. Like, they have so much time just to themselves, thinking, standing over every shot. So, it's been class. And especially here in County Down, like, get a chance to see it. It's cool.
Yeah, right on your doorstep. Have you got a chance to chat away to Rory or Shane or anyone?
Thankfully, I bumped into Rory yesterday and then got a good chat with Shane. Chatting about the big move with Offaly, Mickey Hart. So, he's delighted. But you realise again, like, they're normal fellas. You know, you put them up on a pedestal, but it's... What they're doing on a world stage is class, and to know that some of them are living just down the road or very local, and to see them in the crowd that they're bringing, it's phenomenal. I know I was even over in Paris there a couple of weeks ago for the Olympics, and you get such an appreciation just for Irish athletes and what they do on a global stage. So, yeah, definitely an Irish golfing fan, I'd say.
Oh, good stuff. And what did you make of the news of Mickey Hart going to Offaly?
It was a bit of a surprise, but at the same time, just knowing Mickey and playing under him, he's just football mad, and he's a winner. He wants to win at all costs. So I'd imagine he's not just going down to Offaly for a bit of crack. He's there to win games, and I'll be following closely now just to see how he gets on.
And in terms of the golfers here, like the pressure that's probably on them, like we saw Rory teeing off there, and the amount of people that comes out and they're chanting Rory, Rory, and give us a wave, Rory, and all of this, you know, it is a lot. Like, it's totally different to football because you have a full team around you, the pressure that will be on you. I can't imagine what it's like from out there.
No, and that's to say the thing that's really stood out for me is 3-4 hours is just you in your own head. Like, there's so much distractions and things going on in football, and also I suppose a lot of it's off sort of gut and instinct and intuition, because the game changes so much. Like, they've such time between shots that they're thinking, they're processing it, probably overthinking, overanalyzing, and they're all good golfers. Like, they've all put in this in terms of physicality and practice. They've hit the shots hundreds of thousands of times, and you're looking at players from one day hitting 10 over to hitting 5 under, whatever it might be. They haven't changed anything physically. It's all mental. So some appreciation for that, and again blocking out the noise, the crowd, especially the crowd following Rory, has just been absolutely insane. And how he even brings himself back down again will just be another thing. So he's not quite in the 18th yet, but hopefully now if he gets a job done, it'll be class.
Are you a decent golfer yourself?
No, terrible. I was playing in Portugal a couple of weeks ago, and I think I was there for the buggy and the weather. But if anyone wants to give me golf lessons, I'll happily take them.
And tell us as well about the news of Malika O'Rourke going in now as Tyrone manager. That's a great get.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Very grateful to Fergal and Brian for everything they did over the years and bringing in All-Ireland. And 21 will probably be one of the most memorable years for me personally as well. And even at under 21, I worked with two boys. So I'm so grateful for them and what they've done. Probably the last few years just hasn't been where we want it to be. And it's not just management. I suppose there's players have to take... I look at themselves, and even County Board, like, to win in All-Ireland, the whole thing has to be streamlined top to bottom. And hopefully now with the new management, there will be some sort of shift or change there. But there's certainly a buzz and excitement about, with Malachy's track record as well and what he's won. You know, how could you not be excited? So let's see where it goes.
Good stuff. Have you heard anything from him yet?
No, nothing. And I'd say he's still trying to work out backroom team and all the rest. Yeah. There's so much logistics. I don't envy that setup as an inter-county manager. It's such a full-on, it's like a full-time job, really, and more. And even bumping to Paddy Talley yesterday, good chat with him. Like, you know, the inter-county commitment's just insane now. So I'd say he's just getting himself prepared, and he's still with Glenn as well. So who knows, they could have a long season. He's going to have a bit of juggling to do, so yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Well, I suppose that the pre-season competitions are gone now. That's a good thing for him as well if they do go far. And for you as a player, are you happy enough to see them gone?
I am at this point in my career. I'd say at the start, I used to love the Mechanic Cup. Back when it was the colleges and you were playing for St Mary's, it was class. Like, used to love it. And you play on a Wednesday, you could go out for a few beers, and there's a game on a Sunday. It was great. But now you're at a point probably later in your career, and I think the intercounty commitment has just gone absolutely through the roof. And the split season, to me, to be totally honest, for a county player, doesn't really work, because you're going from playing a full county season of 10 to 20 games. You go back and then you play, expect to play a full club season. In Tyrone, there's even bigger expectation because you go back and play X amount of league games as well. And then your body is just flogged. You know, you're being beat up, you're cream of your crop, your top players are just being flogged, and then you go straight into pre-season. So there's no downtime, there's no chance to sort of reset before you get back going. So hopefully now, with the pre-season competitions gone, inter-county managers, and again, the GPA brought forward the motion of no contact November, which I think is a great idea. You know, you're friendly with some rugby boys and you see how well managed they are in terms of moving from one team to the next and taking their time off and prioritising all that. I just worry in Gaelic games sometimes, across all three codes, we just flog players and to a point where they break down or they have to retire, and all of a sudden it's a case of pat in the back, thanks for everything, and away you go. And I've probably seen it myself with the injury. The impact it's had personally, you know, has probably been the biggest thing. And where did it come from? Just flogging, like constantly doing more and more. And a lot of that's probably an individual thing. And me personally, overtraining, over wanting it, over all the rest, trying to get back. But there is no room in the calendar for time off, unfortunately. So, the body's kind of forced me to take the time, unfortunately.
Yeah, and rest is key. If you're going to perform at your best, you're going to need that. And as we're here now at the Irish Open, McIlroy is on the 12th. He's doing pretty well. He has a 2-shot lead at the minute, so he's in a good position. It'd be scenes here if he was able to go on and win this Irish Open.
It'll be chaos. Like, it's so funny. Every time McIlroy moves to the next hole, the whole crowd goes as well. And you nearly feel for the people who are coming after. We have some admiration for what he's done for the game of golf in Ireland as well, and how he's grown it, and even for the crowds that he's brought here today, people who maybe aren't necessarily mega golf fans like myself, but just appreciate that high level sport, and he's brought them out in thousands. So fingers crossed, gets the job done.
Brilliant, Connor, thanks so much for your time.
Cheers, Ashley.
What a goal!
The Premier League is back.
Immerse yourself in football.
Who else but
great stories you get from them, as well as obviously the football knowledge.
Become a member now and join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.